Galnet News Digest, 15th of February, 3304. We read the news so you don't have to. In this week's news, the quiet before the storm. Confusion over a SIM archive appeal. Tharg's day off. The quiet before the storm. An eerie quietness has fallen over the galaxy. The truckers are celebrating their victory at Barnard Star. A barnacle cluster in the Witchhead sector has changed shape slightly. Security forces continue to fly too fast while scanning at starports, and occasionally bump into their target. Commanders are asking each other for advice over outfitting. The Beagle Point and Dead End's circumnavigation expeditions are in negotiations about meeting up at Beagle Point sometime in May. There's an ongoing discussion about why some commanders like using their big ships to blow up inexperienced commanders in their small, defenceless ships, and about where the latest get-rich-quick scheme is running. Out in the vast empty void between the homeworlds and the Pleiades, another two stations are attacked by Thargoids. Wayne Dock in 64 Arietis and Gaiman Dock in 49 Arietis, neither of which have any remaining Aegis presence, are taken offline, and a poorly funded, poorly supported rescue and relief effort deploys. No one much notices. These attacks have become routine. They're a footnote at the bottom of the galactic news bulletins. The Thargoids are coming. Soon. Very soon. Confusion over SIM archive appeal. Days after the successful completion of a community-wide appeal, confusion surrounds what the appeal was actually about. Leader of Utopia, Pranav Antal, claims it is to support server maintenance on a vast library of the collected wisdom of generations past, and that he's afraid that some of the wisdom might be lost by server failure. Has he never heard of cloud computing? If he migrated the entire archive onto a system owned and managed by a third-party computing specialist, he could not only store petabytes of data, but he would also have the confidence that the data would be automatically replicated in multiple star systems to take care of those unpredictable events like supernovas. And if more readers wanted to use the library, he could just spin up more reader nodes to meet the demand. Which is exactly what the Pilots Federation does when it rolls out improvements to shipboard computers. And that's why Pilots Federation staff never need to work late. When there's a deployment to do, they can press a button, go home, and curl up with a good book and a glass or two of whiskey. Tharg's day off. Tharg the Mighty, Lord of Polaris, Emperor of the Call 70 Sector and Prince of the Pleiades, is taking the day off. Certainly, his battle fleet continues its majestic yet curiously slow progress towards the human-occupied homeworlds. But his generals have their orders and can execute them without Tharg needing to micromanage them all the time. It gets tiring being a megalomaniac warlord with a 5-year plan to take over the galaxy. Tharg has a Gantt chart, and has already been able to tick off some of the early tasks. Lure the humans into the Pleiades by leaking a video of a barnacle site was almost too easy. Give them a false sense of security by letting them blow up some ships. Yes, that one's been done. Pretend to destroy some starports. That one's ongoing and just about to move into the second phase. Yes, it's all going nicely to plan. But Tharg was up all night reorganising his subtasks, and he needs some downtime. He's already finished counting the captured escape pods, which he's arranged like a guard of honour in the great hall of his mighty imperial palace on the planet of Thargoidia. He's washed his hair and tinkered with the engine of his personal transporter. He tried watching some daytime television, but there's some ass called Piers Morgan on, and even genocidal megalomaniacs have standards. Tharg settles down at his Commodore 64. He remembers fighting a pilot called Peter Jameson using this old thing how long ago? Must be more than 200 years. But now he's writing a game. A role-playing game. It has a witch and a talking cat. When Tharg's plan is fulfilled and he conquers the planet at the centre of human space, his Earth slaves will play Tharg's game. And they will tell him how much they enjoy it. Or they will die in the vacuum of space. Or possibly both. Tharg is having fun. And that's this week's Galnet News. Galnet News, we read the news so you don't have to.